I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Jo Licata at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square as she shares her incredible passion and the numerous community greater good projects she has envisioned and stewarded over the past 20 years. Licata meets regularly with the nonprofit community and gleans their list of needs that might include food, kitchen supplies, furniture, coffee makers, or mini fridges.
One of the most important things I do to help the nonprofit community of San Francisco is I work with many of the hotels in the city and help them properly dispose and donate of excess goods and supplies.
Just one example of many of the projects birthed by Licata at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square in partnership with numerous hospitality enterprises throughout the city is the reuse of old banquet linens that have reached the end of their useful service life. Jobs are also created by those who are hired to sew the bags.
What were some of the first projects that you decided to target?
Well, one of the first things I did was engage with the volunteer center, and it sort of grew from that. What will happen is that I'll get a phone call or an email from a neighboring hotel. They'll let me know that they have certain items that are available for donation. Or they will have come to me and said, Joe, if you hear about dressers or lamps or tables, please let us know. So I make those connections. That's very rewarding. You come in on a day and maybe the day's not going so well. And then you find out that one of our neighboring hotels has 200 banquet chairs, and gee, do I know a place that might be able to use them? Well, maybe a week earlier I had heard from one of our community partners saying, Joe, if you ever hear about banquet chairs being available, let us know. I'm going to talk about something that isn't the most glamorous item, partial rolls of toilet paper. This is something that everybody needs, and this is a commodity that I am very interested in helping our nonprofit service agencies get because it saves them money. I work with large office buildings in the city. I work with other hotels in the city when they have partial rolls.
I need to interrupt for a moment because that's a fascinating little nuance of the hospitality industry. Somebody checks into a hotel and they're paying, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500 a night, and there's this little minuscule worn out toilet paper roll in the room.
No,
gonna happen.
No.
So every time the housekeeping comes in, there's a new roll.
Right, absolutely.
But nobody thinks about, well, what happens to the little dead duck roll?
Yes. Yeah. The partial. Somebody can use that. It's certainly not glamorous, is it?
But if you think of all the hotel rooms in the city, how many partial rolls is that?
And think about the large office buildings. I mean, the cleaners go in the evening, right? They will extract those rolls that are less than 3/4. They don't have to throw it away now. They're so wonderful. The property management folks will, Joe, we have 10 big garbage bags full of partial rolls, and that's bonanza. That's a great commodity for something.
Let's talk about reuse. Yesterday you were talking about tablecloths that became something really cool.
Right. Old banquet linen has a lot of history. A lot of wine has been spilled on banquet linen. A lot of wonderful meals have been served on banquet linen. But there comes a time when they're no longer suitable for display. What do you do with all this linen? Well, there are some amazing people in this town who harvest banquet linen from my hotel, from other hotels, and they make things like tote bags. They craft fashion from old banquet linen, and they provide banquet linen to use as canvases. So there are many uses. As a matter of fact, we have some tote bags. It isn't just the commodity and reuse. You have this commodity that is then created to a product that gives people employment as well. So you're continuing this cycle.
And training.
And training, absolutely. We have Glide Memorial Church, a neighbor.
That's like 10 feet away.
That is very close to us. And that makes it convenient, too, for when we have items for donation. I have a very good relationship with the kitchen manager at Glide. One phone call and leftover box lunches will be feeding people that afternoon. And that's a good thing to know. Let me tell you about a couple of other interesting things that will be happening quite soon. We have a wonderful ballroom, and we have wonderful ballroom operations, sound and light equipment. We're going to be replacing that, so I'm going to have the opportunity to donate sound and light equipment to some local theaters and to some local schools that have musical theater programs, which makes me very happy to be able to partner with schools as well. When we are renovating rooms, we often have furniture that we'll be talking to Safe House, and you know that they need, we'll find out they need dressers, so I'm always on the look for furniture to give to the communities and the housing groups that have SROs. Now, remember, an SRO, single room occupancy room, they need small furnishings. Last year, we had a bonanza, and I'm going to mention a competitor because they did a wonderful job. The Marriott were renovating their rooms, and they had over 2,000 mini fridges to donate. That, what a bonanza for the community that was. So I worked very closely with them in getting those items donated, and the SRO communities and the nonprofits were so happy. A lot of times in a single room occupancy, you have people that need to have medication refrigerated. They have children. They need to keep milk. Another great item that we've been able to donate from our hotel are the Mr. Coffees. Periodically, hotels will change out. I mean, they get upgraded from that type of coffee pot situation to an automatic situation. So you have thousands of coffee makers to donate. Wonderful, again, for a small single room occupancy hotel to have a coffee maker in a room that doesn't just make coffee, but you can have hot water, you can make cup of soup, you can make an instant oatmeal and cereal. So again, these types of items that are, we keep them out of the landfill for one thing, that's important. The hotels have the opportunity to remove them, but they're going for what we like to say, a second life and a higher purpose. So how fulfilling is that? I mean, I'm very grateful that I have the opportunity to do that and that the Hilton gives me the opportunity to work with other properties in doing that.
You've been listening to Joe Licata, Community Projects Manager at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. The underbed techno music was performed by Michael Carlin.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansas Songs on NPR affiliate KUAR. Song.